Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the committee, for allowing me to come here and to introduce this bill, House Bill 302 FN. It's amazing. The bill certainly exceeded my expectations. It certainly has taken on a life of its own, and if I may, I would like to avoid further distraction for the committee and for myself and recommend that the bill go to ITL.
And can you explain what ITL means?
ITL stands for inexpedient to legislate, which means that if you pass it and say we agree to ITL the bill, that will kill the bill. In committee, then it would have to go to the full House, and if they agree, it goes no further.
So the prime sponsor, you would recommend we kill the bill?
I would recommend that, Mr. Chair.
Can I ask you a question? This this bill, does it have anything to do with the Northern Pass Power Project or Hydro-Québec?
Thank you for the question. I have answered it once or twice before, and the answer to that is absolutely not.
And PSNH didn't write this bill for you?
Boy, no, I wish I could blame it on them, but no, PSNH had nothing to do with writing this bill for me.
I just want to clarify. So just so everyone in the room knows, the intention of this bill was never, ever, ever to create a loophole for the Northern Pass Power Project. It had to do with looking at the renewable portfolio standard mix in the state to see if it should be mixed up a little bit more. So, Representative Barry, thank you for your testimony. Thank you for your work on this. And I'm sure there'll be more opportunity for you to talk about renewable power in the summer.
Thank you, sir.